Perek Vav, the next three prokem discuss Birkos Hananin, blessings which are made over benefit, and most of the Mishnayos discuss specifically benefit which one gets from food. Now, other than Birkos Hamozon, benching after a meal, all the brachos which one makes before eating food are midrabbanon in nature. They instituted these brachos rishonos, which literally means first brachos, it refers to the brachos you make before the benefit, and they of course formulated the actual words as well. Now there's a beautiful Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hei, and the Gemara goes through several different paths to try and derive at least a hint to the idea of making a bracha before eating from the Torah. Now even though it's not midoraisa, the Torah doesn't command this mitzvah, nevertheless often the Chachamim try to find a hint to something which they institute in the Torah, and that's known as an asmachta. So the Gemara goes through several different pesukim to try and find a hint to the idea of making a bracha rishona, and it rejects them all, and ultimately the Gemara just concludes, do you know what the reason why we have to make a bracha rishona is? Says the Gemara, it's logical. It's logical that it's forbidden for a person to benefit from this world without blessing the one who allowed you to get that benefit. It's poshut, it's obvious. In fact, the Gemara says if one eats something or who benefits from this world without blessing Hashem before doing so, it's as if he has stolen from Hashem. So that just gives us an idea of how important it is to make brachas properly. Asks the Mishnah, Ketzad Mevorchen al HaPeiros, how does one make a bracha for produce? The truth is, the Mishnah's question applies to all foods. What does one say before eating different types of foods? So number one, al Peiros HaIlon Omer, for fruits of the tree, if you eat a fruit, then Omer you say, Borei Pri HaEitz, the bracha which ends by saying, the one who creates the fruit of the tree. Of course, it begins with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, blessed are you Hashem, our God, the King of the World. But because that's how every bracha begins, all of the Birkos Hananin, the Mishnah just mentions the last bit, because that is the bit which is different between all the brachas. Now, there's an exception. Chutz min hayayin, except for wine. Even though wine comes from a fruit of a tree, there's a special bracha for wine, because wine is a much more significant and important and sophisticated drink. It has the ability to satisfy one's hunger, and it brings one much more pleasure than normal food or drink, and therefore, Sh'al Hayayinu Omer, for wine, one says, Bo Priyagofen, blessed are you Hashem, etc., the one who creates the fruit of the vine. You mentioned the tree which grew the grapes which became wine. You mentioned that tree specifically because of the significance of wine. Okay, bracha number three, Val Pirsa Oretz, and for the produce of the ground, and this refers to both grains like wheat and barley. If you're just eating the kernels, and you haven't yet made it into flour, then the bracha which we're about to mention would apply. And as well as that, produce of the ground includes beans and other things which grow from plants. And the point is that it's things which grow in the ground which grow on plants, but the plant itself is not eaten. So those sort of vegetables are also included, and on all these things, Omer Bori Pri HaAdama, one would say the bracha of Bori Pri HaAdama, the one who creates the fruit of the ground, or the produce of the ground. But once again, there's an exception, Chutz Min HaPas, except for bread, Sh'al HaPas Omer, because for bread, one says, the bracha of HaMitzi Lechem Min HaAretz, the one who brings out bread from the ground. And once again, the reason why there's a specific bracha for bread is because of its significance. That's sort of the most significant food which can sustain us. Another exception, which very strangely the Mishnah does not mention, is the bracha of Bori Min HaMazonos, which is made on any grain product. Why the Mishnah doesn't mention that bracha is something which is discussed. One reason which is offered is the fact that it's quite a limited bracha, because it only applies to a few things, just grain products. It's very specific, and therefore the Mishnah didn't mention it, because it does not encompass many foods. Now the reason why the bracha is not the one who creates bread, rather it's the one who brings out bread from the ground, is because if you think about it, the process of turning grain into bread is done by man. Hashem brings the wheat and the grain out of the ground, and then we change it and make it into bread. So we don't say that Hashem creates the bread, rather he brings out of the ground the things we need in order to make bread. Now, ends off the Mishnah, Val HaYerokos, and four vegetables, herbs, green herbs. And this refers to things which grow in the ground, and the plant itself is eaten. For example, lettuce, cabbage, also roots which are edible, like carrots. For all of these things, according to the Tanakhama, it may be a Pri HaAdama. One says the bracha of Bori Pri HaAdama again, just like anything which goes in the ground, whether you eat the plant itself, or whether you eat things which grow on the plant, either way, you say the bracha of Bori Pri HaAdama, one who created the fruit of the ground. because all these things came from the ground. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bari Minid Shoim, one makes a more specific bracha, and that is the one who creates the different types of herbs, greenery. Shoim refers to those things which we mentioned just now. Truth is, Rabbi Yehuda also argues on the first Bari Pri Adama which you mentioned, or part of it at least, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that for grains, like kernels of barley and wheat, and also beans. So grains and beans, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one makes the bracha of Bari Minid Zeroim, the one who creates different types of seeds, because the seeds of these things are eaten. So the point of Rabbi Yehuda is that according to him, brachos needs to be very specific. You need to thank Hashem specifically for that. Not just generally the fruit of the ground, but specifically what type of fruit of the ground. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda has a slightly different formula, because according to him, each type of thing has its own specific bracha.